for the summer. We've got to get rid of everything we can. We can eat all the sky bars, but we're stuck with these Hitler stamps. These are the last words I have to say. Until next Labor Day goes by, there will be other words some other day. But I'll save those for PTI.
All right, it is July 7th, 2014. Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. So if this is your first time tuning in, what the heck is this? Once a week, every Monday, I've got a podcast where we play songs from tkjingles.com and the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show. We give a little bit of a behind-the-scenes glimpse at some demos and some things that are in the work, read a few emails and tweets, and generally just try to have fun with all this stupid mailbag schlock. So I hope you enjoy it. Love to get your feedback. Podcast at tkjingles.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. So that song we just heard there, Famous Last Words, played last June in 2013 to end the previous season. And that actually is the very first song I ever wanted to do. Back in maybe February or so, 2013, before we got all the custom jingles going, I sent Nigel an email saying, hey, I would love to do Famous Last Words, just like with some parody lyrics or something. What do you think about that? And I never heard a response. And anyway, then a few months later, we had the McCartney ticket contest, and I actually recorded a jingle. And then I sent him another note and said, hey, you know, I'd love to do that Famous Last Words. What do you think? Never got a response. Little did I know, you know, Nigel gets so many damn emails, so I don't think he was blowing me off. He was just too busy, or he probably thought, who's this crazy guy? I don't want to commit to anything. It could be total garbage. So then, you know, we didn't start the fire, and some of the other jingles came after that. And I think, you know, there was some degree of confidence that they would actually let me do that once. So, you know, we've reached another end of a season. I was in the studio earlier this week dropping off some junk and giving them some copy to help try to promote this podcast and some other things. And they were nice enough to do that on the last show, which I'm very grateful for. But, you know, there was an air of fatalism in the studio. I think that Tony really wants to come back. I hope he can come back. I know he's got another 3 years or so on PTI, so he's not going to retire anytime soon. And hopefully it works out with 980 and he comes back. And if it doesn't, then I'm sure in the next year or so he'll be back somewhere else. But, you know, despite the weasels and the podcast delay, the show is great, and I'd love to hear it again. I think, if anything, having some of those things for him to bitch about just add great drama to the show. I mean, if they end the podcast delay, half of my songs lose their impact. I guess I'm grateful there are some foibles and things in his life that piss him off. It was also bittersweet for me. Starting last September, even a little bit before that, but last September I started writing The End of the World as We Know It parody song and added one or two lyrics every week leading up till last week. So, you know, you work on these things and you put so much effort into it and you really want to share it. And it just kills me that I have some of these things that are so time-based and I don't want to release them early because it will lose the impact. But I've been working on that thing for 10 months. So I'm so glad that it's out there. And I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. First I want to give a quick update just to remind everybody that this week, today, July 7th, is the beginning of 31 and 31. 31 brand new jingles by me every single day for 31 consecutive days. Tony mentioned it was like the TNT thing, 40 and 40. I actually was kind of thinking of the ESPN 30 for 30, but whatever you want to attribute it to, it's just going to be a bunch of junk in a row. So I think most of them are pretty good. I was a little bit worried that trying to write that much material would turn out to be crap, but turned out to be all right. So we got that, and then tomorrow on Tuesday is the debut of Nigel's Rubbish Bin, which I actually leaked a little bit early. So if you haven't heard that yet, go check it out. We're going to play a little bit of that later in the show. So in today's episode, we got 5 brand new songs from tkjingles.com from me and some other folks. Then we've got a recap of some of the end of summer songs for myself and Joe Arrow. Then on this podcast, I typically have custom intro songs almost every single episode. other than like today and a few other recent ones, has a custom song that's topical about what I happen to be doing. It's either a song about how I'm going to be doing 31 songs, or a song about how I wrote an iPhone app, or, you know, just a song about, I don't know, Tony's laundry, you know, whatever's on the show, his show that week, whatever I'm talking about, I tend to do something custom. So I'm going to play one of my favorites from that whole rotation, and then a few of the demos that I did earlier in the spring that I've never posted, never bothered to finish, but I think they're still pretty good. So I just wanted to share them here again. And then I've got a few bonus songs to introduce you to Nigel's Rubbish Bin if you haven't listened yet. Got one that aired in the very first episode, and then I think the very first Patrick Moffat jingle. That's pretty special. And then we got a great mailbag. Remember, podcast.tkjingles.com. Find me on Twitter, or even better, leave me a review on iTunes for this podcast or for the app on either iTunes, Android, or Windows Phone. We are up to an amazing 16 Windows Phone users, by the way. That mobile app is flying off the digital shelves. So if you haven't got it yet and you got a Windows Phone, you better hurry up. Stock's running out. And that compares to whatever it is, 1,200, 1,300 iPhone downloads. But 16 Windows Phone. I'm really glad I put the effort into building that damn thing. All right, so without further ado, we're going to start it off with the very first 31 and 31 jingle, a parody of Green Day that I did, followed by the debut of Ace Hagen with King of Schlock. It's just absolutely hilarious. Then Hampton Nager with Seals on the Rocks, and I guess I must have missed an old guy radio or something because I don't recognize this story at all, but it sounds like a SeaWorld story or something with some seals, but it's really funny. And then Jeff Negroli, this is actually a demo, Man of Constant Sorrow. He calls it Man from Ohio. And he's looking for some help with lyrics. So if you got some ideas, you want to help him, he wants to do a more professional produced version of it and expand that. And then we have a collaboration by Bill B and Joe Arrow to the great Billy Joel, And So It Goes.
Summer will never end. When will Tony's show be on again? September's here again. Here comes some best of shows to help us pass the time. I guess there weren't many good moments, though they don't even have enough for July. How long will his vacation last? I actually miss the delayed podcast. Wake me up when September's here again.
Now I'm the king of schlock. There is no higher. All of my littles must call me sire. Orange and bald with no social desire. Don't you know who I am? Mr. Tony Kornheiser, and I got your email, faxes, and notes. And you know I'm going to read them for all of you folks. We talk sports, politics, and movie reviews. I'm with my man Shad, dropping sweet haikus. And really good Parkins and Cypher Saw Eyes. And Mix Master Mike Wilbon is never surprised. And yeah, we think that Obama has gotten off track. I add parenthetically, your mama's sneaky fat. This is the TK Jingle remix for you. Loyal littles, you people, Gentiles and Jews. Nigel's on the one and twos, Gary's on the spot. And Kevin Sheehan's gonna be here, whether or not. So shout out to your boy with Johnny Walker Blue. Unless it's snowing outside of an inch or two. The podcast may be late, but it's always on time. So I say goodnight, Canada, and do well why. Cause I'm the king of schlock, there is no higher. All of you littles should call me sire. Orange and bald with no social desire. Don't you know who I am? Mr. Tony Kornheiser, yeah. PTI, 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 PTI.
Seals on the Rocks. Somehow you're surprised. What's to us a big rat is making you swoon and sigh. You East Coast dudes don't have zoos, I guess. We have mountain lions, no need to shout. And if I show you a condor, well, you'd probably pass out. Coyotes can get hit by your van once in a while. First, you must see Shamu. You really should see Shamu. He's more than just a big black whale. He'll probably run for mayor. And if I say we have bears too, then we really have bears too. There's nothing you can do or say. A raccoon just ate my parfait. Better stay indoors.
Ohio, I write these songs about a guy I don't know, and he is a man, maybe a pervo. He gets excited when Courtney comes, when Courtney comes onto his show. An old man with three strands of hair. Maybe no Clooney, but he can read a fax. He's got your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them out for you folks once again. He is Kornheiser, and we love his show.
Radio, there is a show that gets the littles through their day, and those that cannot listen live, they suffer through podcast delay. When summer comes and golf is played, and high school friends come for a stay, there is no show, and so we fear, will Mr. Tony go away? And every time I hold my nose and listen to this show that stings. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if your silence makes us sad, in time we come to realize how much we love the laughs we share. And Will Bond still is not surprised. Farewell to Gene and Gary too, and Tori, Liz, and all the rest. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows. So we will hope for your return, and our RG3, you'll analyze the Whiz, the Caps, will they be good? And still Will Bong is not surprised. So it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows.
All right, and that was just a small selection of the great new songs from the past 7 days at tkjingles.com. I try to pick out the ones that I like, that I think are funny, that are interesting, that you may enjoy, but it's hardly comprehensive. There's some other great songs that I wasn't able to fit in today, so go to the website, check it out, leave a comment, let people know what you think. They really appreciate it. Now, this next segment here is going to be some of the end of the show songs. You know, as if you've listened to this podcast, or I guess just if you've been paying attention, you know that I take this way too seriously. I've done God knows how many of these stupid songs by now, and invest way too much time and too much energy into doing it, and a little bit too much foresight and whatever else. But you know, it's nice when it occasionally pays off. And the End of the World as We Know It jingle that aired on the last show this season, I started writing on the day after Labor Day of 2013. I had this fear and paranoia that, you know, I wasn't going to have anything that was enduring or that would, you know, that would be around following in the following year. So I really wanted to work on it. We Didn't Start the Fire, I think, took me... The very first one took me a day or two, but, you know, on and off. But then the extended version I wrote on the course of a long car ride, about 5 or 6 hours, with my wife just harassing her to write down lyrics as I was driving and thinking of things that we could squeeze in there, and different ways of telling the same old jokes. You know, so 5 or 6 hours to write a jingle, that's way too much time. Generally these days it takes me about 30 minutes from the idea to having it recorded and finished. Which is why I'm able to do so many of these now. But I felt like for the end of the show, I wanted to put a little bit more effort into it. So day after Labor Day, I started working on this concept for End of the World as We Know It, called End of the Show for the Summer. And about every week or two, I would add a lyric. So I would revisit it at my lunch break at work, sitting around in the house at night recording a podcast or a jingle. I'd just look at the lyrics and say, is there anything else new on the show this week? Copper Scrap or something he might be talking about that's different. There's a joke in there that I'm sure nobody remembers where Tony mentioned about snow shoveling at his driveway that, you know, he was hoping that they would choke on the snow and get snow poisoning. And that was one of the most guttural laughs I had in his whole season. So I included that lyric. I'm sure nobody else remembers that joke except for me, but that was one that I just thought was so funny. So that's an example of something where I was taking notes almost every week and putting something in there. And as I was doing it about around December or January, I looked at the lyrics and said, you know, this is funny, but this is so similar to We Didn't Start the Fire, and which is what it was meant to be. It was meant to be kind of a sequel to that. But, you know, it's such a similar concept, just of you know, verbal diarrhea of jokes. You know, maybe there's something else I could do that would be different. And so I had this idea that something more epic, like the quintet from West Side Story, where you have Tony and the Jets and the Sharks and Maria and Anita, and you know, everybody's singing their own part, and it's just this great, amazing song that all comes together at the end. So I started working on lyrics for that, and I couldn't find, you know, kind of a something that would bring it all together. You know, Mailbag instead of Tonight, just it doesn't sound the same. It doesn't sound funny. And so as I was thinking about that, I worked on that song for a couple of days. I watched Les Mis, and instantly when, you know, Valjean starts up with that one day more, that just ridiculous over the top, you know, part, I said, oh my God, this is what I need to do. So, you know, that was the genesis for One Show More. And I felt like it was different enough and interesting enough that it would be a worthy end of the show song and kind of a follow-up to these long, rambling, super, super inside joke songs that I've done. So I was able to corral the woman related to me by marriage into singing the Eponine part there. And And luckily it all worked out and they enjoyed it. It was 3.5 minutes long, though. I thought that was a little bit too self-indulgent, which I reference in the song with the, you know, I know what Nigel must be thinking, shut the fuck up. You know, 3.5 minutes long, they would never play it. But, you know, I guess they decided it was funny enough that they would. So and I'm really grateful for that. And I had a lot of fun doing it. So anyway, so now I'd just like to recap. So we're gonna play end of the show for the summer. We're going to play one show more. And Mr. Bojangles by Joe Arrow. And before we play that, I actually got a note from Rick Sharp here. It says, I can't believe you didn't use the Leonard Bernstein line to shout Junior Feinstein from End of the World as We Know It. And actually, that was one of the things I first thought about. What would be in that da-da-da-da? There's a kind of a naked a cappella part in that song where Michael Stipe yells Leonard Bernstein. And I used initially in the very first demo of this, maybe I'll play it on this podcast somewhere down the road, that was KJ Ohnstad, and it was just so dramatic. I thought it was really funny. But then Tony told McManus to eat it. I said, well, that's, I have to say eat it, McManus. I mean, that has to go there. That, to me, that was the funniest line of the whole season, just in terms of recurring jokes. So that kind of fit in there. And also the show was meant to cover September 4th, 2013 through July 1st, 2014. So every joke in this song should be localized to just this season. I hope I did that. That was the intent when I wrote it. So anyway, we're going to play end of the show for the summer. Then what I was hoping would be a better sequel to that, one show more. And then Joe Arrow's great end of the show song that played on this past Monday to the tune of Mr. Bojangles.
Show's great, it starts every Labor Day. He fears bridges, cruises, and aeroplanes. The podcast is still delayed. RG3 was all in, Vesely was ballin', Obama talked to Chuck Todd, KJ Ohnstad, Little Senate free swag, filling up the mailbag, Horner Curl Cabinet, Eat It McManus, Joe Michelle, Jerry Shad, Patrick Harrell, Slim and Brad, John Byron Hampton, and Ben V. Buy me a grill, Dad. Why'd you leave us hanging, Chad? Tony, do a book report. Ramatones, old sport. Shannon Head still getting paid. Bocce ball, toast mistake. The movement, this show stinks. Nacho Buzzin' got a strings. Kevin's winter forecast. Worth has the hardest task. No poison rock salt. I wanna know who's sneaky talk. Gruden's great on Monday night. Jingles on a website. Mediocritic revivification. Let's join the conversation. He's vitriolic and erotic. He might pick a fight. As always, do wear white. It's the end of the show for the summer. It's the end of the show, maybe forever. It's the end of the show for the summer. So please don't die. Please don't
die. One show more. Two more hours with Mr. Tony. This could be his lasting legacy. The bosses need to save some cash. They said take off the summer satch. One show more.
I'm still on podcast delay. There are shows from May I haven't started.
One show more.
I think I'm good to Labor Day. Weasel's schemes have all been thwarted.
One more show I'll suffer through.
Will he be back on air again?
And then 2 months of peace and quiet.
Two more months until we know.
What is my husband going to do?
Maybe he will find another show.
Maybe he'll pay attention to me.
Day before we hear,
do I switch to Morning Joe?
The power hour with Al Gore.
Should the littles all go there?
It's not fair to compare.
Does the station even care?
But no one's as good as Tony.
The littles agree, we love this show.
One show more. One more day till his vacation. On his way to Delaware, he will need heavy sedation so that bridge don't make one him scared.
Whatever will we do without all those IQs? Emails, faxes, notes, and all the jingles too. What windows do we need? What car should we buy? How will we know these things without that bald orange guy?
How long have I been singing? I'm really pressing my luck. I know what Nigel must be thinking. It's time to shut the f*** up.
I'm almost done, I promise you.
One show more.
I will miss Joe Farrell's emails. I will miss Josh Cromwell's notes. I will miss hearing Tony laughing when he reads them for
one
you.
One show more.
The Weasels have a choice to share each show today. Let them hear your voice so the end of delay.
I still remember Gilbert.
Tomorrow
party.
He'll be far away. Tomorrow is his final day.
Tomorrow we'll find out what night he has in store.
One show more. One more show.
One show.
I know a man, Port Hauser, and he's bald, you see. But he used to have hair. He's orange and old, and we've been told he loves ice cream. He's shaped like a pear. He hates to fly, hates to fly. He'd rather stay on the ground. He's on a show called PTI with Michael Bond. That dude's never surprised. He got the axe from old Raju, but life went on. Now Maricetti's despised. He's afraid he might die. He don't wanna die. He's got so many fears. On radio, he does a show that the littles hope he'll do till he croaks. It's time to read some faxes, mail, and all your notes from all of the folks. Now he must take a break, a long summer break. Hope he comes back next fall. Mr. Port Hauser, Mr. Port Hauser, Tony Kornheiser, so long.
All right, that was great. Joe Arrow there with Mr. Bojangles / Mr. Port Hauser. So I mentioned earlier that this podcast generally has custom intro songs, just an introductory 30 to 60 second jingle written just for the week that it's aired. That discusses some topical thing or addresses something from Tony's show, maybe a song about bocce balls or something. So I did one to a Remy Zero song that was featured in Garden State, that Zach Braff movie that's a beautiful song called Fair. And then a demo of a Billy Joel song that I thought would be such an awesome Kevin Sheehan hit until I realized that there wasn't a single good backing track available anywhere on the internet. These songs that I do a mix of original music with drums, guitar, keyboard, whatever. But you know, more than half the time I'll find something like that Les Mis tune. I never would have been able to do that and sound like the original without finding a backing karaoke track. So I use that for that. So for Temptation, I may ultimately end up playing this myself on piano, but I found a karaoke track that I thought would work, but when I heard it back, it just kind of stunk. But I think the lyrics are really funny. It's a nice homage to Kevin S. 980, so enjoy that. It's called Precipitation, And then since I had an REM song earlier in the show, one of my favorite all-time REM songs is Man on the Moon. So I did a demo to a Man on the Moon jingle. We're going to hear that now.
Hey, Mr. Tony, summer's coming slowly. I wrote a song, but it was wrong. It was funny and timely, but it ran 5 minutes long. But hey, you know, that's why I built a website. So sing along with me about the mailbag. Nigel might send you a sticker like Brad. Sing about email, mention a fax. All of that work for so little swag. But hey, you made the show. We shouldn't humor him, even Wilbon said so. Right about the snow. I should be listening to his colleagues instead. Kevin uses silly jargon and it's gone to his head. You know, his prognostication, noncommittal and hazy. His long explanations, just what is he trying to say? That he said it might rain today, but precip isn't even a word, it's precipitation. Oh, yes, it is. You sound like an asshole. Oh, don't use that word, don't use that word, it makes you sound like an asshole. Mr. Tony Porthouser sounds pretty pissed. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's going on and on, but we get the gist. Yeah, 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 yeah. He'll salute you in the face if you make his list. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Tony, did you hear about this one? Rachel thinks that your music sucks. Tony, don't you hate those millennials? Little babies, they think you're out of touch. If you believe the show's on News Channel 8, News Channel 8. If you believe that the show isn't taped, it's 7.
All right, so that was just a couple of demos and intro songs that I thought were kind of funny. And I'd like to just reprise there if you hadn't heard them before, if you'd never listened to this podcast. Got stuff like that every week, songs that I'm working on, songs that didn't quite work out, songs that may be released later on down the road. This final segment before the mailbag, I wanted to play some previews of Nigel's Rubbish Bin. So this first one was one of the intro songs from the very first episode. It's by Jeremiah Amaku. And then we have the very first jingle by Patrick Moffitt, at least the first one that I'm aware of, from very early in 2013, set to Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
But I did Monday Night Football. Damn podcast delay.
Go measure my penis and let me get on the airplane.
Orange, orange, baby.
Oh, we only need one more inch for a new record?
Orange, orange, baby.
All right, stop. Look around and listen.
Focus on what you've been missing. Dinner at the Palms, forget about his diet. Can't leave the party early cause he wasn't invited.
Rolling
in the Cadillac sedan, 5 inches of snow, better call the Sheehan's. Nary said he's knocking, Cantori's kicking. Up there in age old sport, he's still ticking. Everybody wish they could be Mr. Tony, how he pays for everything.
Great cash, Tony.
At the top it gets lonely, but enjoy the power. Tea time at 80, can't fit in the shower. Global amnesia, don't remember. Forgot the keys of the Dodge Avenger. Gonna need a ride, call Jim Coleman. Genie picked the Broncos. This should have been an omen. Orange, orange, baby.
I don't know how this works.
Kornheiser, orange, orange, baby.
This little giddy geek twerk.
Orange, orange, baby.
Not sneaky fat, just fat.
Kornheiser, orange, orange, baby. Now it's time, boys and girls, for the mailbag.
The show is a fleeting thing. Love listening to the littles sing. And Hornaday tells us what to see. Aside from movies by Courtney, Kevin laughs at people dying. Chimps could be monkeys if they just started trying. And the show's gone all summer long, all summer long. Here comes the last mailbag of the summer. TK's leaving, what a bummer. He's gone till the football's on, until the football's on, until the football's on. Have a good summer, Mr. Perry.
Jerry's mailbag, notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart, and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
All right, that was Brad Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Brad has now written and uploaded 98 jingles, and I'm sure with collaborations, he's probably already over 100, but hopefully this summer we'll hear number 100. Brad is, other than me, probably the craziest person on here. Joe is pretty dedicated, but Brad has an insane number of songs on there. And I think a pretty pretty lousy effort to swag ratio, if I remember correctly, whatever Nigel deigned to send his way. All right, so in the mailbag, we like to read reviews from iTunes, from the apps, from the podcast. Like to read things from the marketplace. Like to read your email, like to read your tweets. So send me notes, podcast at tkjingles.com. Send me a fax, nowhere. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. So first, let me start with the iTunes reviews. This is by Kevin. He says, these jingles stink. I listened to this podcast, but I didn't have any shallots, so I substituted onions. I didn't have any English mustard, so I used yellow. I didn't have any cream, so I used skim. Still sounds okay, though. Off to the refugee Safeway now. And then we have, is this a good hobby, by Mickey in Washington, D.C. He says, Jerry doesn't seem to be convinced that devoting his life to creating websites, mobile apps, and podcasts, cataloging almost 700 songs about a local radio talk show host is a good idea. There's no need to worry. This is great. P.S. I think he called me Bobby a few weeks ago. Yeah, you know, Steve, that's probably true. I'm sure I got your name wrong at some point in time, Dave, but you know, I've learned in doing this whole mailbag thing and this whole podcast just how damn hard this is. You know, Tony makes it seem easy. At PTI, they do one freaking take. In the radio show, they tape it, but they, you know, they do it live. They don't have any screw-ups or do-overs. When I do this podcast, generally, I got to go back and re-record at least one thing. In the course of doing this, I don't always think ahead about writing out the names of people that are doing the songs. And so in real time, I'm trying to think, oh shit, who the hell, who did this one? I got to quickly give him some credit. So if I called you by the wrong name there, Bob, I'm sorry. And, you know, next time I'll try to get it right. All right. Then we have a review from David Peterson. This is an Android review. He says, I got this from my Google machine, and I like spearmint gum. That's how easy it is, folks. Leave me a review, and I'm going to read it. I get enough of these things, and ones I find funny or interesting, I like to read on here. And sometimes if it's a slow week, even if it sucks, I'll read it on here. So just send me an email that says, hi, my name is Bob, and I'll probably read it. All right. One of the things I like to do once a month is go through some of the search terms that led people to tkjingles.com. For the most part, people look for Tony Kornheiser. They look for mailbag. They look for Tony Kornheiser mailbag jingles. But every now and then, there's some really weird ones that lead people my way. So I like to recap once a month some of the strangest search terms of the month were, or what I find to be the most interesting. So once again, we got three or four hits on Michael Kornheiser wedding. People that are going to that wedding are coming to my website and listening to stupid songs about the wedding rather than getting the information that they actually need. Then we have a couple folks looking for TK Jungles and TK Jongles. I just find that ridiculous that would lead them my way. Then we have somebody looking for Joseph Arrow Bullets. So either they're hoping for a song that Joe wrote about Les Boulets or the Wizards, or they're hoping to assassinate Joe Arrow. So hopefully it's number one. Then we have Jingles About Bitches. I mean, we do have a couple songs about Courtney and the Goddess, but you know, I don't think that's a very polite term to use. Then we have How Much Sex TK Equals $159. So every man has a price. And then lastly, I was very pleased to see that if you search on Google right now, one of the top results for the phrase Eat It McManus is tkjingles.com. All right, now on to the tweets. We have a tweet from Brendan Steenbergen. He says, I wrote a jingle. I think I can sing it, but I don't know what to do next. Folks, I get these notes a lot from people. Go to tkjingles.com. Go to the ideas page. There's a link to a video. Or go to YouTube. Search for Jerry Negrelli. One of the top results is going to be a how-to video of how to record your very own jingle. You need to get some lyrics. You need a computer. That's about it. Really easy to do. I hope that more people and more voices get involved. I know Brendan sent that and wrote that and sent it into Nigel. I saw it in his archive there when I visited the studio this week, but I don't have it. So Brendan, please post it to tkjingles.com or send it to me, podcast@tkjingles.com, and I'll play it here on this podcast. Then we have a note from Rick Sharp. I commented that Kyrie Irving signed a 5-year extension with the Cavs. If you don't know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio originally. Follow Cleveland sports very closely. For some reason, listen to a DC radio show because I happen to live here and am forced to listen to Redskins and Zards talk. But, you know, the Browns and Cavs and Indians, those are my teams. So I was excited to see that, tweeted about it, and Rick Sharp said, big day for Harley and Aaron from Window Nation. So that's one of the nice things about having to listen to ads on Tony's show is that he'll throw in LeBron knocks and stuff there promoting Windows. So, you know, I want to buy Windows when I hear somebody ripping on LeBron or Cleveland. All right, then we have a comment from Adam Gerwich. He says, with the growth of the secondary markets, have you considered doing an MLB and opening the season next season in Australia? And that's addressed to both Tony and myself. I'd love to do it, but you know, it's probably a little bit expensive to go over to Australia. So if you got money, $1,500, I'll come grill you a steak and need a plane ticket. And no problem. Next season, TK Jingles in Australia. We have a note here from Brad Weiss. This is a long one. He says, Tom Lehrer used to say, all of these things were part of a huge scientific project to which I have devoted my entire life, namely the attempt to prolong adolescence beyond all previous limits. When I heard One Last Show, I thought, this reveals exactly how far the National Institutes of Mental Health could have gotten in this experiment if they could only have been fully funded by Kickstarter. Man, for such a busy person, you have a lot of free time. I'm still holding out for a full-length West Side Story parody, but till then, good one. Thanks a lot, Brad, and congratulations on almost getting to 100. Can't wait to hear the rest of them as you churn them out this summer. And then we have one last note here from John Fitzpatrick. He says, you will also hear Gary singing a snippet of One Day More during the show open after TK catchphrases it as a quip. And I listened to the show, and sure enough, you hear Gary singing One Day More in there. And I think it's awesome that I've been covering Gary for 18 months or whatever it's been, and now We've come 180 degrees. We've come full circle. Well, I guess that'd be 360 degrees. Anyway, we've come full circle. Gary is now covering me. So I guess that's it. I quit. I'm retired. I mean, what else is there to do? I guess maybe Darius Rucker could cover me. That might do it. All right, folks. That is it for me. I had a lot of fun doing this. Hope you enjoyed it. If it was your first time listening, and check out Nigel's Rubbish Bin. Check out the 31 and 31. Stay tuned to tkjingles.com. It's going to be a great summer. Hopefully Tony comes back in September. If he doesn't, we'll reassess what we're going to do with this podcast come Labor Day. But it's going to be awesome until Labor Day. So I hope you stay along for the ride and you enjoy it. I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it. And thanks for listening.
This is, honestly, this is the most self-indulgent part of the show because we just love these things. Yeah. Just